GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Steve Hill's program director for WABI TV5. I'm going to hit you right out of the gate with a question, okay? Uh-oh. You ready? You ready for this, okay?
I'm ready.
Tell me the television program. Tell me the series that you've seen every single episode. Boom! Right there. Huh?
Wow.
Right?
I'm always surprised when I look back at a show that I thought I saw every single episode.
Exactly.
And I go, what? What's this episode? I don't remember seeing this
one. I know
one.
Memories are memories. George, can you think of a television program that you've seen every single episode? It was that good?
Co-ed Fever. It was canceled that fast.
Cop Rock.
Yes.
Well, you if you're talking about one and done. That lasted for a while.
Yeah.
I think I've seen every Big Bang.
Really?
I think so.
I thought that. And I really did think so. Then one that I'm going like, I don't remember this one. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it. So,
and I sometimes wonder if it's just our memories that are playing tricks on us.
I think you're right on, because the other night I saw Big Bang Theory. I said, I haven't seen this one. It's finally one. And then as it got halfway through, I said, oh, no, I know the ending here.
Oh, exactly. So you can't remember every scene, and so you don't think you know it. Yeah,
right?
That's probably true.
Now, there were so few episodes of the aforementioned program Star Trek. We talked about it this morning just for a moment or two. That there was a time it was playing on the ABC affiliate here in Bangor, mm-hmm. and I was in college at the time, and what time you decided to go down to eat dinner in the Commons depended on whether or not you'd seen that episode, and there were guys on the fourth floor of York Hall that could see the very first opening screenshot and say, no, I've seen this one, let's go. Because Star Trek was a show that they had loved so much that they saw every single episode.
I had a roommate. It wouldn't matter if he'd seen it before. He was like right into it.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Tell us the TV show that you loved so much. You truly, honestly, you say you've seen every single episode.
Morning, George. Morning, Rick. I would have to say The Office.
Wow. Every single episode. Did you see him when every it ran single. On TV? Did you see him when it ran on TV or now that it's on Netflix? Lost him on the line, didn't get an answer to that question, but I wondered that. The Office would be one of those TV shows. I've got friends
that I had seen every episode of Gilligan's Island, but only because it was so long ago.
Two seasons, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can't. I saw most of Gilligan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caller,
hi, GHRT. What's the TV show that you love so much you saw every single episode?
I can without a doubt say I have not missed one Grey's Anatomy.
One Grey's Anatomy.
That's a record there. That's doing well.
No, what is
even when I wanted to like give up on it because I was frustrated, I kept watching.
Wow. You love McDreamy that much?
He's gone.
Yes, I was so upset with how they killed him off.
Yeah.
Oh, spoilers for those that haven't seen it. Thank you. I got to get to the text messages here in a moment. I wondered, and George, your insight is needed for this. When television was brand new, fresh, really digging in, starting to climb up that bell curve of between early adopters and those who were embracing it. I can imagine there were television programs that if you didn't see it, you were shunned at the office. You were shunned in the neighborhood because what? You didn't see that? You didn't see The Honeymooners? I don't know. You didn't see...
The one show that I remember that I was a kid. I was in school. I was living in New York. My father had moved us up to New York because of his job.
Yep.
And when Uncle Milty,
Milton
Berle,
yep.
came on, movies closed that night.
Because there was no point. Nobody
there was
coming.
No point in opening. No one missed Milton Berle. I mean, at that point. And I can't... Ed Sullivan was close to that. Ed Sullivan, you did not miss... Ed Sullivan, if you were a human being.
Right.
You didn't miss Uncle Milty. Then there were a few that probably came along of that nature, but no. And I, just as a sidelight, I was so excited when I finally got to meet him in person.
Right.
And I, he was just like, he acted in person where he did on stage.
You know, in recent years, I feel that the top shows have been that way, though. If you don't know the show, people are like, what? You don't know that? You don't, like Seinfeld, when it was in its prime, was one of those that you didn't see that?
Yeah.
You didn't watch that?
And you didn't understand why everyone else was walking around saying, I was getting jiggy with it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, you had to be
But I
in
didn't
the know.
Get caught up in Seinfeld till Recently.
Yeah, well,
the last few years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And now I see it every all the reruns.
When you get a chance to, caller, hi, THRT, what is the TV show that you loved so much you saw, and you can swear to it on a Bible, every single episode?
Watched every episode more than once. Longmire and Justified, two of the best shows ever.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Thanks. Love you for calling in. Text messages coming into us, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. I got to tell you, by the way, in a second, how this topic came up. Okay. This person says, I saw every episode, it's Tom in Plymouth writing to us, every episode of Hogan's Heroes. Every episode.
I'm pretty sure I did, but it used to run on TV 38 back in the day. And so it was on all the time. I used to watch that all the time.
When that music started playing and you saw the feet coming out of the door and shuffling in the snow.
Exactly.
This person just sent, in our Seinfeld discussion, they just sent back two words to us, sponge-worthy. I have seen every single episode of MacGyver, possibly twice, the original and the movie they made for TV. This person says, I watched every single episode of The Sopranos.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Makes sense.
This person says, I'm with you, George. BBT, Big Bang Theory, also Castle, until the writers blew it by giving Stana a meatier role than Nathan. Okay.
All right.
I think I have seen every episode now. I'm still trying to figure it out, of Cheers.
That's what got us to this.
I think,
how many episodes of Cheers was there? Like 200 and...
Yeah.
Let me ask the Google machine how many there were.
There were a ton of them, and both actresses who played it. But I'm pretty close to seeing all of the Cheers.
275.
Yeah.
275 episodes of Cheers.
I love it because it's a half an hour, and when they show it now, it's only about 24 minutes. And, you know, I got a half hour before I'm going to bed or something. I'll watch an episode of Cheers.
No, I don't know if anyone's seen every episode of, let's say, something that's Simpsons. Has anyone, probably not in this listening audience.
How many years
we
now?
Give up on it after a while.
20? Is it beyond 30 years?
Yeah, it must be close to it.
Props to Cheers. And by the way, Cheers was the inspiration for this because I can't disclose why, but I was talking with Dan Cashman about Cheers. And he said, I thought I'd seen every episode. And then I watched one that I guess I had missed. And I said, was it your memory? He said, I don't know. Caller, hi, GHRT. Tell us the TV show that you loved so much, you swear, you saw every single episode.
Yeah, hi. I YouTube and listen to the clips of Curb Your Enthusiasm a lot.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. I got to confess, I've never seen an episode.
I have seen it, but it wasn't something that because it kept going away. It went on hiatus a lot, and I just never got back to it. So,
Oh, this guy watched every episode of Baa Baa Black Sheep.
Wow.
I've seen most of those.
Did you watch it when it came? Was it Tuesday nights on NBC?
I think it was.
I know it was NBC. This person says they've seen every episode of Murder, She Wrote.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
That's a lot of Sunday night dedication right there.
Yeah, right.
Papa Bear says he's pretty sure he watched every episode of Grizzly Adams.
That's a good one, too. I remember the show. Maybe I saw every episode. I wouldn't remember now.
What was the name of the bear?
I don't know.
He had a bear that was friendly and had a friend who was a Native American, right? Caller, hi, what's the TV show you loved so much? So much, you swear you've seen every single episode.
No Doubt, The Waltons.
Really?
Wow, that's good too.
Now that got a little long in the tooth toward the end there, and you stuck through it.
When we got into the World War II era and they changed John Boy and everything else, that's when I was sort of done with it. Early on, I loved that show.
Additional text messages coming into us from listeners to 601-207-GHRT. I know we say it fast. Text us anytime, 601-207-6. I can't even think of it. GHRT. That's
just
good.
Do that.
All right. This, no spoilers here because I haven't. I'm still on season 3 on Amazon Prime. But this person's seen every episode of The Americans.
Wow. That's good.
And I can't wait to get back into it.
Yeah, I started watching that show too, but I haven't seen every episode.
No. Two immediate text messages. The name of the bear on Grizzly Adams was Ben.
All bears named Ben, really, except Smokey.
Yeah, right. Ben. Big Ben.
Winnie the Pooh wasn't named Ben. Caller, Yogi wasn't named Ben. Boo Boo wasn't named.
Right,
caller,
Rick.
Hi. What's the TV show you love so much you've seen every single episode?
The West Wing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really popular. People didn't miss that. That was one of those appointment television shows.
After Aaron Sorkin, however, went off the coke,
mm-hmm.
and the writing fell flat a little bit, some people.
Yeah.
I watched every Soda Bay.
Every Soda Bay.
I watched every episode of Baywatch.
And Baywatch?
And I'm sure you watched it for the witty banter. This person is so enthusiastic about the TV show they watched all the way through every episode, they sent the text twice. Walker, Texas Ranger. By the way, Steve, what was it about that time in our lives when we had TV shows that were three names? Walker, Texas Ranger. Xena, Princess Warrior. I get that. So many people have written to us that they've seen, and this is investment. A lot of people have said they watched every episode of MASH.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't pretend that I've seen every one, but I've seen a lot of them. I'd say I see one every once in a while I haven't seen
It was
before.
A very different show in the first season, first few seasons, I think, and then it transitioned to got real popular, and that's when people started watching it a lot. But I haven't gone back to watch it. So I don't think I've seen every episode.
Mm. Along with Walker, Texas Ranger and Xena, Princess Warrior, Rob Greenlaw, ACO from Greenbush, texts us to say the Baron Grizzly Adams was Ben and the Indian was Nakoma. Because I watched most of them. This person saw every episode of Third Rock from the Sun.
Wow.
Or Third Rock.
Yep.
Was that Tuesday nights, NBC?
It was an NBC series, and I don't remember what night it was on.
Caller, hi, GHRT. What's the TV show you loved so much you watched every single episode?
Well, there was probably about five or six different ones, but let's go with the Waltons.
Yep. And you stuck through it even when they got into the World War II era?
Oh, yes. That was some of the best shows right there. And then after that, I would have to say House, and then Downton Abbey. I'm a binger.
That's what's happening. People binge a lot.
You do. You sit down and you start.
Now you can do that. You can go back and see shows that you didn't see every episode. I mean, back when we're talking about the era we're talking about, you had to be dedicated to watch all those shows or record them all. You could do it with VHS when you get into the 80s and 90s. Mm.
This one writes to us, and it is voice to text error, Downton Abbey.
Yeah,
because I called it Downton Abbey because all I knew was my wife was watching something. I thought I've seen every episode of Last Man on Earth, and I've seen each one at least 10 times. Writes Rachel to us. This person writes Frasier.
Yeah, I like Frasier, but a point was just made. You see them over and over. Now I'm looking at some episodes of Big Bang and Cheer, some of my favorites, Seinfeld. I know I've seen them four times.
Oh, sure. Now you have.
I'm starting to quote the lines.
Right?
I know the line that's coming up.
Well, the Monday through Friday syndication runs that you get from those, that's what makes people get to see all of the episodes. You know, it is hard to dedicate yourself on a weekly basis to watch shows unless you're recording them, because you have to be there like all the time.
I have them all recorded.
Who's got that time? This person says that they have seen every episode of The $6 Million Man.
Wow.
That's even the two-parter with Bigfoot and the aliens?
I kind of think I might have seen every episode.
That was the best episode.
Man.
Caller, what's a TV show you loved so much you've seen every single episode?
Stargate and SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis.
It's not that we have too much time on our hands. It's just we love TV that much as we love Steve Hills from WABI TV5. He's back in a moment with more on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.